Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations. So spoke President Abraham Lincoln at the conclusion of his second inaugural address on March 4, 1865. President Lincoln seems to be constantly in our consciousness at the National Right to Life office in Washington. Our national headquarters is directly across the street from Ford's Theater, and we are two doors down from the Peterson Boarding House, where President Lincoln drew his final breath on the morning of April 15, 1865. And just recently, the Ford's Theater Foundation opened a new center for education right next door to our office. Needless to say, it's easy to be awed, knowing that every day as we come in to do our work for the unborn, we are walking in Lincoln's shadow. With the opening of the Ford's Theater Center for Education, and with the memory of President Lincoln ever present in our neighborhood, it seems fitting to look back on Lincoln's words. Of course, we know the work of which our 16th president spoke of in his second inaugural, to heal the wounds of the Civil War and restore peace and prosperity throughout the Union. For many in the pro-life movement, however, Lincoln's observations on the institution of slavery strike a profound resonance in our struggles to protect unborn children. President Lincoln's worldview was an inclusive one which sought to expand the rights and guarantees of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence to all citizens of the United States. That we are all, black and white, immigrant and native-born, created equal and endowed by our Creator with the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So, too, do we work as a movement to ensure that those same rights and guarantees of our nation's founding documents are inclusive of all citizens from the moment of their conception until their natural death. We struggle to appeal to the better angels of our country's nature, to paraphrase Lincoln's first inaugural, in respecting the sanctity and inherent dignity of human life. President Lincoln provided a reflection on the Declaration of Independence when he visited Constitution Hall in Philadelphia, en route to Washington for his first inaugural. In an impromptu speech, he observed, "I have often pondered over the dangers which were incurred by the men who assembled here and framed and adopted that Declaration of Independence. It was not the mere matter of the separation of the colonies from the motherland, but the sentiment in the Declaration of Independence which gave liberty not alone to the people of this country, but, I hope, to the world for all future time. Then, as now, life and liberty are under attack. Those self-evident truths proclaimed in Philadelphia in 1776 are constantly being whittled away. Not content with the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, pro-abortion forces work continually to expand Roe's scope and legacy. And attacks on life aren't confined to denying the right to life to the unborn. Pro-euthanasia proponents are continually seeking to instill a so-called duty-to-die mentality in our society when it comes to treating the medically dependent and disabled. Today we remember our 16th president, and we take a few moments to reflect on his life and work to protect all citizens of our great nation. And we draw inspiration from his words that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, of life, liberty, and justice for all, born and unborn.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.